What is the Zohar Zeh? The Kriya Shema that we just recited. All the principles of faith that we said in the Kriya Shema, that we confirm all of them, and we say, everything is true. In fact, in the big sitter, right, so Atfilah, so they quote a suggestion that was brought to the attention of the Vilna Gaon, and he liked it very much, that the Emes V'yatzev Enochan has 16 adjectives, 16 words, corresponding to the 15 psukim, and the line is not a pasuk, Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso V'yaron Avod, it corresponds to those 16 lines in Kriya Shema, and the first two parashiyos of Shema. When we say Emes, we mean the Shema Yisrael Shema Kein Hashem Echad, that's Emes. V'yatzev, we're referring to Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso V'yaron Avod, we're confirming that. Every phrase of the 16 phrases corresponds to the 16 lines in the Kriya Shema. So the Vilna Gaon thought that was the correct shot. So that's what Taisa says. Emes V'yatzev has nothing to do with the Shechina. It goes on Hadov HaZeh. When we just said Kriya Shema, we are now stating that everything that we said, we believe in. Then the Gemara says that there are certain parts in the Shemana Esrei where a person is supposed to do Kriya. The original din is on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan HaTosefta Eile Brachas Shadam Shocheb Bohem. There are two brachas in the Shemana Esrei where he's supposed to bow down Tchila Vasof. Ovois by Magen Abraham is called the Bracha Ovois. So Tchila Baruch HaTorah in the beginning, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Magen Abraham. And then Moedin also, the Tchila Vasav, we're supposed to bow down in the beginning, Hoido means the Bracha Moedin. So Moedin Manachnu Lochi, bow down, and then, Baruch HaTorah Hashem HaTov Shimcha Lochano Lohod, is Tchila Vasav. The Gemara says that this is as far as a Hedyot is concerned, a regular person. Akhain Gadol should bow down by every Bracha, two versions, whether the beginning of every Bracha, the end of every Bracha, and a Melech should bow down even more than that. A Melech, Kohen Gadol has a higher position, so he has to be more machnia himself. So he should bow down in connection with each one of the brachas. And the melech has even a higher position of honor than the Kohen Gadol has, so he should even be machnia himself more. And one who's not a Kohen Gadol, not a melech, that's a plain hedyot, the plain person who's davening, so he's not allowed to bow down more than all the tchila v'sof and moedim tchila v'sof. And if he does, so we have to educate him, alam demosa shalo yishche. We have to explain to him in a nice way that he shouldn't bow down more than a chachamim amasad. So this is a tosefta that appears on Lama Dal and Amanal, three lines from the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara Behemshech, the Gemara has, if you look there on Lama Dal and Amad Beis, on the first wide line, Rava Korah Behaidoa Tchila Basof. Rava had the practice of bowing down by Moedim in the beginning and the end. Amri Le Rabbanon, so the students raised the question by Rav, Amai Kovin Mar Hochi, what do you do that? Where'd you get this from? What do you mean, where'd you get this from? That's what it says in the Tosefta. Everybody does it. He says, where'd you get this from? So he says, well, I saw my Rebbe did like that. Amaluhu Chazim Le Rav Nachman de Korah. Chazim Le Rav Sheshes de Korah. He said, Rav Nachman did it, Rav Sheshes did it. Aye, but there's a brisa that says, you're not supposed to bow down by Hoido. Whoever bows down by Moedim, Harezim, Megunas. And Moedim says, no, that goal is in Hoidor Shebehalo. When you say, Hoidor Hashem Ki Tzidki, you shouldn't bow down. Aye, but there's a brisa that says, Hoidor, the Hoidor Shebehalo. And Moedim says, that goes on Noedim Lecho, in Bichos HaMozim. You say, Noedim Lecho, in Bichos HaMozim, you shouldn't bow down. But in the Shemona Esrei, so we follow Rava. So the Rajba asks over here, what's going on over here? What are they picking on Rava? That's what it says in the Tosefta on Amanah. What, the students were not familiar with the Tosefta? So the Rashba says he thinks that the Tosefta is referring to one who's davening Shmona Esrei, and he says Moedim, and he finishes off Hatav Shim Cholachon Olahodos, and Rava on Amud Beis with the dispute with the students is talking about bowing down when you say Moedim the Rabbanon, when the Chazan repeats the Chazoras Hashavs. So the Gemara says in Maseches Sot on Perek Elu Nemorim that the Tzibur should say along. If the Chazan says Moedim out loud and no one reacts, no one says anything, so it looks as if he's saying Moedim and we don't believe in it. So we should say Moedim as well. So Rava had to practice not only the bow down when you start Moedim the Rabbanim, you should bow down. That everybody had to practice, but Rava bowed down Tchila Vosof, even on the Moedim the Rabbanim. Exactly what is the self of Moedim the Rabbanim? So by us, this last line is Baruch Kel HaHoza'os. So they say the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that he didn't bow down. Baruch Kel Hodos. He would bow down before that because the Bavli has the Nusach in Perek Elan Nemar in Misota. So why do we call it Moedim de Rabbanon? Why the Moedim de Shmanes is Moedim de Raishen? That's what they always used to ask. Which is the Moedim de Raishen? So no, Moedim de Shmanes is not Moedim de Raishen. It's called Moedim de Rabbanon. The Beis he quotes Matzasi Kasuf. He read somewhere. Doesn't know whose manuscript it was. That the reason why it's referred to as Moedim de Rabbanon because it was composed by a group of Amoraim. Each Amora said a different Nusach. The Gemara says, first Amora said this one, and others added on this, and others added on that. So the Moedim de Rabbanon that we have is a composite composed by a group of many Rabbanon. So that's why we call it Moedim de Rabbanon, not as opposed to Moedim de Raisa, but as opposed to the Moedim in the Shmoneh Esrei, which was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol by committee. Okay, the committee composed it, and we all agreed, this is the text. And what we call Moedim de Rabbanon is a composite of put together. Different parts were put together by different people. So the text in Moedim de Rabbanon appears in the Gemara in the Bavli, and it ends with... How does it end? Asher anachnu modim loch. That's all that appears in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi adds on, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodaos. So the Bavli doesn't have that, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodaos. Bavli only ends off, Asher anachnu modim loch. We thank you that you gave us an opportunity to thank you. Al Shanachna Modim Lo. We thank you that you give us an opportunity to thank you. That's the end. So the Beis Yosef poses the question, so what should we do? Should we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodaos, but in the Bible it doesn't say. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, a compromise. We don't say the Shem Hashem, we say Baruch Kel HaHodaos. Rather than saying Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodaos, it doesn't appear in the Bible. So we make a compromise. But basically, according to the Bavli, the Moedim is finished when you say, Al Shanachna Moedim Loch. What Yadam Baruch Kel HaHodaos, that's to partially satisfy the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The same thing, Bar Nefoshes. The Bavli has the text of Bar Nefoshes, Kol Mashbar Lahasas HaNevesh Kol Chai. That's the end of the Baruch. The Yerushalmi has the same text, but it ends up, Baruch Atah Hashem. How do you end up?
Baruch Atah Hashem,
Chei HaOlamin. But the Bavli doesn't have it, so the question is, what should we do? Should we say the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli says Brachah Levatola? So that's the compromise, both by Bar Nefoshes and by Moedim de Rabbanon. We say Baruch Chehu Olamim, rather than say Baruch Atah Hashem Chehu Olamim. So basically, the Bar Nefoshes is really over when you said Akam Masha Bar Lahachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai. So Moshe was in the practice of saying Amen. When he hears someone else say Bar Nefoshes, and he said Lahachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai, he said Amen. Because that's basically the end of the Bar Nefoshes. Same thing by the Moedim de Rabbanon. So then Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashba, that Rava, Korah Bahidot Tchila Vasof, and they started the whole Machlekes, is he doing right? Is he not doing right? What do you mean doing right? That's what it says in the Tosefta. What did the Gemara quote the whole story? They really quoted it in the Tosefta. So it says, the Medubra Anomen Beis is about Moedim de Rabbanon. And the accepted opinion is that yes, that you are Korah Tchila Vasof. So Ramosha said, one is the Sof. Not Baruch Kel HaHodaos. That's basically if you've already finished the Moedim de Rabbanon. Al Shanach the Moedim Loch. So Moshe would bow down. Al Shanach the Moedim Loch and get up. Never say Baruch Kel HaHodaos.
According to this, it's about twice. What's the beginning, what's the end?
Right. Then the Rashba quotes the rest of the Yerushalmi, and this is quoted by the Beis Yosef. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that when one says Moedim de Rabbanon, you try to synchronize your saying Moedim de Rabbanon with the Chazan. So you should bow down, same time the Chazan Amzad Moedim Anachnu Loch, and then you should try to say, Baruch Kel HaHodaos, while the Chazan is saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Atov Shim Chol Chono LaHodaos. The conclusion of the Moedim de Rabbanon corresponds to the conclusion of the Moedim that the Chazan is saying. If it's Chanukah and Purim, and the Chazan is saying, along Al HaNisim, so then, or if the Chazan is saying very slowly, and Moedim de Rabbanon is short. So then the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi, if you finish Moedim de Rabbanon, you don't have to say it very slowly in order to synchronize with the Chazan. You try to synchronize it within reason. But if it's unreasonable because the Chazan is taking a long time, then it's so you finish your Moedim de Rabbanon, you bow down, and then the Chazan will finish his Moedim and Shmoneh Esrei later.
The sheet
of
the vows throughout the entire Moedim de Rabbanon.
The Ramah quotes such a practice. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to, because he had a bad back. And the Ramah says, that even though normally by the Moedim in the Shemona Esrei, by Ovois, it's not proper to bow from the beginning to the end, so that's because there's a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, so they made a Fakana, Tchil of Asof. But in the Rabbanon, there are more quotes that it's okay if you just bow throughout from the beginning to the end, so that's acceptable also. But it's not that he recommends it. He just says that's the common practice, that they don't bother to bow twice. That it's better to bow the whole time from the beginning to the end. So no, could be. Here the Rush quotes the same Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes, that the Beis Yosef quotes this long Rashba, and the Chidushi Rashba, and the Chuvasa Rashba, about being Kareh, Haidor, Maidim, the Rabbanah, Tchil of Asof, that that's the interpretation of what's going on by Rav and Lamed Dalet on the base. So the Rosh, both over there, and Lamed Dalet on the base, as well as on Adaf, at the end of the first Perek, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that the people should bow down. Here, the Rosh is on page 12, one of the two places. On page 12, in the middle of Simon Tezvav, it's about seven lines before the end of the Rosh. So he quotes this, Yerushalmi Tanit Bei Rav Chalaftim, and so HaKol Shorchen HaMashliach Tzibah Bo'idah. Everybody should bow down simultaneously with the Chazan. When the Chazan says Moedim, we should all bow down. Rav Zeira Adzan, Mevad B'Moedim. What do you mean Mevad B'Moedim? That's what we're talking about. When the Chazan says Moedim, everybody should bow down. So the Mefarshim understand that to mean only the beginning of Moedim, not at the end. The Chazan bows down Tzil of Asof. So when we say Moedim the Rabban, we don't have to bow down at the end. That's how the Tosfos Yontif interprets. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rashba, who has this whole elaboration on the Yerushalmi, that's what the Gemara meant by Rava. That Rava, bow down Tchil of Asof, is referring to Moedim the Rabbanah. So here the Gemara discusses this Chachanus Chachamim, to bow down in the Brachas Tchil of Asof. No, by Baruch Atah Elokeinu Kevaseinu, you bow down a little bit, you get up. Then at the end, again Abraham, you bow down. But so the Ramah quotes a practice that they bow down from the beginning to the end. But the original practice that the Rashba says was no, you bow down at the beginning a little bit, you get up, and you bow down at the end, just like the Chazan bows at the beginning and the end. So Rava, bow down, Tchil of Asof, the beginning and the end.
That's how the hand grabs the knee.
Right, so that's what in the Gemara it never says that when you bow down, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. That doesn't say, that comes from the Zohar. There are those people who are anti-Zohar, so they don't have that practice. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that practice. And the Gemara just says, you bow down. Sure. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we follow this practice of the Zohar, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you get up in order to say the Shem in a standing position. That's only when you say Baruch Atah in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem again Abraham, and at the end of Moedim, Baruch Atah Hashem Tavshim Chalachanor Lahad. But Moedim Alach Malach, where you're not saying a text of Baruch, the word Berech means knee, Birkai. So you only act as if you're bending your knees like that when you're saying Baruch Atah. So the Mishnah Gura quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur that was written by the author of the Nesidus. The old Sidurim in Europe used to have the Derech HaChaim. So the Derech HaChaim says that the four kriyas that you have in the Shemana Esrei, three of them are that you bend your knees, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Moedim is not like that. Moedim is just lean over like this. There's nothing to bend your knees about. So here the Gemara says that you shouldn't be in a position of leaning over in the state of kriya when you say the Shem Hashem. You should get up when you say the Shem Hashem. Why? Because the pasuk says Hashem's okay with kufu fi. Then the Gemara says Takasha, but isn't there a pasuk that contradicts that? Umipnei shmi nichasu. When the person mentions the Shem Hashem in the davening, when a person mentions the Shem Hashem nichasu, he shows hachna. So isn't the correct way to show hachna by being in a bent over position? So the Gemara says no. He shows the hachnor as he's about to mention Shem Hashem Baruch Atah, and he's about to say Shem Hashem, so that's hachnor. Then he gets up, Hashem Zorkev Kifuf. So that's the accepted opinion, like the Gemara says.
what are we doing in Kippur? And it's like we're doing the other way. Okay, showing him is a shame, then they would fall down.
Yeah.
But what about the dog gets to move him?
We're not saying the Shem Hashem, the Kohen Gadol
pronounced the Shem Hashem.
When the people hold the Kohen Gadol pronounce the Shem Hashem, so the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you hear me pronounce Shem Hashem, Hava Gadol Elokeinu, you have to show kavod. So how do you show kavod? So the Gemara says two parts. One part is, Kohen Mirustachim Amodim Enochim Alpaneim, and Namutov Yamin Baruch Shem Kohen Machusu Yaron Avoy. So that's, they're not pronouncing Shem Hashem, they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem. So that's the way to show kavod, is by doing...
If you're saying it, you have to be
dogged. Yeah.
Hearing it, then you know.
Right. The Rashash writes in his commentary on the Gemara Yuma, he thinks that the Balabatim make a mistake. He says they used to bow down in Vilna. The Balabatim would lean on the floor, then they would get up, and then they would scream out, Baruch Shem Kohen Machus Yom Vod, when they would be in a standing position. So he thinks that that's not correct. They should scream Baruch Shem Kohen Machus Yom Vod when they're laying flat on the floor. That's what the Rashash writes. He says the practice is otherwise, that everyone gets up and then they scream Baruch Shem in a standing position. He thinks that that's not correct.
Why is supposed to bend over? He said that's the Rashash.
There's another question. Right. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was that the different practices that are mentioned in the question, his practice was to distinguish between Aleinu and HaKohanim Ha'am de Mazara. And Aleinu, that the meaning is that you kneel on the floor, everybody kneels on the floor. So he says, then you just do Hishtachva. Hishtachva means, Kida means when you kneel on the floor, and your body from your knees up is erect. So that's called Kida. And then Hishtachva is when you lean over and you have your hands on the floor, and your face is parallel to the floor, but it can be a foot or 2 feet above the floor. That's called Hishtachva. So when you say Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, many shuls and many gives that everybody does Hishtachvor, so he said, that's enough, that's called Hishtachvor. But when they say the Shema, when they say HaKohanim Ba'am Ha'am D'Mazar HaKorim Mishtachvim Amodim Enof from Al Paneihem, that's a longer description. So his practice was that means to lay flat on the floor. That's what he said. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon was not happy about that distinction. He thought that you should always be flat on the floor, even by Aleinu. But that was Rav Soloveitchik's practice.
What about Aleinu every day?
Yeah.
Does it matter how you bow?
Don't recall that there's a discussion of it.
What is the simon in the Torah Shulchan? The Lord tell you not to bow in the middle of Mishmash, and you say
right, that's Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara says you shouldn't bow by other occasions when you say Haidor and benching and Hallel and all the other occasions you should not bow. Only in, we don't really, I don't know. Yeah, don't know. Then the Gemara points out on the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis, not the way most people do, that most people, when they bend over, so they bend over slowly, and they get up slowly. So the Gemara says, no, you should bend over very quickly, and you should get up slowly. That's the top line. Kikora, when he would bow down Rav Sheshes, when he would do the Kriyas in the Shemoneh Esrei, Kora Kechizra, he would bow down very quickly. And Kizakif, when he got up, he would get up like a snake, slowly turns his head up, so you should do slowly. That's more the covetous. Okay. This is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't follow these din. That's the correct way to do it. Then the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the nusach of the bracha in Aseres and Meitshuvah? Should we change the bracha from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh? Because in Aseres Meitshuvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is judging the world. He's acting like the Melech. Melech, the main function of the Melech is to judge the people, to maintain law and order. So the Ribbono Shel Olam in Aseres Meitshuvah is judging us, and maybe we should change the bracha to HaMelech HaKadosh. How should I say no, despite the fact that he's judging the world, but he's still that pasuk that says, Ve'igva Hashem Tzvokas Pamishpot, that God is judging the world, that concludes, Ve'akel HaKadosh, Mikdash B'tzdoki, he referred to as HaKel HaKadosh, so we can continue to say HaKel HaKadosh, no problem. So that's a machlokes HaMeroim in different generations. Gemara says, the final conclusion is, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. You shouldn't say HaKel HaKadosh. And the same thing, instead of saying Melech HaHetz Vakol Mishpat, You should say Hamelech Hamishpat, because God is sitting in judgment now doing the Aser HaMetshuvah. So Tosfos points out that's the Maskana Seg Mo'ah should say. What happens if by mistake you said Hakel HaKadosh, if by mistake you said Melech HaHitzdoko Mishpat? So Tosfos thinks that even B'diyeved you're not Yotze, because that was the Maskana of the Gemara, that the correct Nusach is Hamelech HaKadosh. In Shulchan Aruch we don't Paskan like that by Melech HaHitzdoko Mishpat. They explain that the old Nusach used to be Kel Ahetz Dakol Mishpat. They didn't say Melech. So now, Seres Meitshuvah, you're going to say Kel Ahetz Dakol Mishpat. You didn't mention Melech HaMishpat, so you're not yet. But since our practice is all year long, we say Melech Ahetz Dakol Mishpat, so we pass into the Yevet. You don't have to daven over for Melech Ahetz Dakol Mishpat. The Levush says not so. The Levush holds even if you say Melech Ahetz Dakol Mishpat, you're also not yet to be the Yevet. You have to say Melech Mishpat. That's not the accepted opinion. The Levush has a lot of ideas that are generally not accepted. Many of his original ideas were not accepted. So this one's also not accepted. Tosfos on the Daf has the famous comment. Tosfos says, not only do you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if by mistake you said Hakel HaKadosh or Hakel HaHetzdoko Mishpat, if you forgot to say Zachayin Alachayim, Amich HaMoich, Avarachma, etc., B'Sheikh HaChayim, you have to daven over again. So that's how Tosfos quotes from the early Rishon. But then Tosfos says, how can it be? But that's not from the Din of the Gemara. That was added on by the Gaonim. How can you say it's a Shteknish? It's not kashul b'sefer. It's not in the Gemara. How can you say that that you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei based on whatever the Gaon added on? It's like piyutim. It's like laimai. So you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because you left out piyutim. So that's the accepted opinion. You don't have to daven over. Tosfos raises the question: what's the din if a person in Aseres Meitshuvah doesn't remember whether he said Hakel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh? He's mesupin. So what should we have said the din should be? So if the din is that the yedid, you're not yotze. If you say Hakel HaKadosh, it's even the ikuva, you have to say Hamelech HaKadosh, and the person is mesusik if he was yotze Shmoneh Esrei. So wasn't that a machlekes? We, on the first day when we started the mesusik, we looked on Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara had a machlekes where the kriyashma deraisa, kriyashma derabbanon. My nafkimina, sofik kara kriyashma, sofik loy kara kriyashma. So if kriyashma is only derabbanon, so sofik derabbanon l'kuva, you don't have to repeat kriyashma. We paskin that kriyashma is derais. This is sofik kara kriyashma, sofik lakora, choyzev kara kriyashma. What about davening? Davening is for sure only midirabban. The sofik is pal, sofik lo his palo, ena choyzev is pal, because the sofik brachas lahakil, the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei are only midirabban. And then, that's what Rav Loza says. Rav Loza is a Talmud of Rav Yechon. Sofik is pal, sofik lo his palo, ena choyzev is pal. Comes Rav Yechon and he says, no, whenever there's a sofik tfila, whenever you're mesupik, whether you're daven or not, so we go l'chumra. What's the pshat? Does he mean sofik brachas l'achmer? The Rabbi Yechanan says sofik brachas l'achmer, or does he only mean that he gets to davening? So that's what we discussed. The Tosfos on this daf on Yud Beis Amud Aleph quotes a machlokes with the Rif. The Ri and the Rif have a machlokes. With the last Gemara that we learned 2 months ago, whenever we learned that Brachas last, a long time ago, so the Gemara had a suffix, a person has a cup of beer in front of him, Kasa de Shichra, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he thought that it was wine, and he intended to conclude the Bracha Baruch Pi Agav, and then as he's about to finish the Bracha, he smells it, he sees that it's not wine, so he fixes the Bracha, and he says, Shakol Ni'im Adrach. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the text of the bracha was absolutely correct. He didn't say one wrong word. He says, Shakol Nivadorah, but when he was reciting Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he planned to conclude the bracha Baruch Pi HaGofen, in which case he would not have been Yotze, because Baruch Pi HaGofen is not acceptable even to have it on beer. And then he corrected himself, so the Gemara, that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the Gemara was in doubt whether that's an acceptable bracha or not. So it's an Ibaidlev Shita. So how do you deal with that Ibaidlev Shita? So the Rif says, Sofik Brachas Lahakam. If you're not sure, so you say, Sofik Brachas Lahakam. And the Rif says, no, you got to repeat the Brachas. So how can it be? What happened? The Rif doesn't know from Sofik Brachas Lahakam. So the Vilna Gaon writes that the Rif is based on the Gemara and Chafalah from Allah, Halavai Shiz Palad and Kolayam Kula, that the Rif understood that Rav Yechanan's statement is Sofik Brachas Lahakam. Rav Yechanan didn't say a special din, only Benegir to davening. He said it din, and I'll give him a general din. Whenever there's a suffix bracha, you have to always go lahachmer. That's not the accepted opinion. We don't pass him like the Ri. We pass him in this kind of a case. He says, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he's going to finish Scorpio Agofen, and it turns out that it's there, and he finishes off correctly. Shachon Eva Dvara. We pass like the Rift, that you don't have to repeat the bracha. Aye, but the Gemara says, Halavashi is Paul and Kalin. No, that goes on davening Shmon Esrei, because there's a concept of Tfilas Nedoveh. You're allowed to volunteer at Tfilas Nedoveh, even if you already daven three times a day, you can daven another Shmon Esrei. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Whenever this is Sofik Tfila, so even if the Lamaisi, you did daven already, but if you want to daven Tfilas Nedoveh, you didn't pay, so he says you should daven over again. Oh, so that's the question over here. Taisus has the Shaila. Saris made sure, but the person is not sure, but they said, Akel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. He's not sure, so what should the din be? So the din should be from Daf Chaf Aleph. Safik Hispalo, Safik Lo Hispalo, Chazim Hispalo. So why doesn't Taisus say that? Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi, no, it takes 30 days till you get used to changing the Nusach. And Saris made sure, but you don't have 30 days, it's only 10 days. So you assume the rove is, the umdere, the ruba de leisa kamon, the probability, the likelihood is that he said Akel HaKadosh. Since the likelihood is that he said Akel HaKadosh, then that's why we make him daven over again. So you should have said, even if it's a 50-50 suffix, you also make him daven over again. So that's the kasha that the achronim is. The Yerushalmi does not quote. The Tosfos refers it to the Yerushalmi. So that's what the Achronim is. What are they hacking with the Yerushalmi? The Babli says on Daf Chof Aleph Menal. Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo is Paul, Machlevis Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loz. And we pass him like Rabbi Yechon. We have to daven over again. So why doesn't Tosfos quote the Babli? Why they quote the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. It comes to the same conclusion, but for a different reason. The reason being that since you didn't get into the habit of saying this Nusach HaMelech HaKadosh for 30 days, so we assume you'll still be reciting the regular Nusach that you're used to all year long and saying, Akel HaKadosh, why do you have to come up with that new local reason? Why don't you give the reason from Rabbi Yechon, Sofik Hispala, Sofik Lo Hispala. So that's what we must have mentioned a long time ago. The Galya Masechta has a tshuva about this of Dovid Olam of Arika. He was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Vavozhina. So he says exactly what you said, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. When we pass like Rabbi Yechon, Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, Choyze Hispalo, why Halavai Shispalo, and Choyze, it doesn't mean he's obligated to daven over again. No. Strictly speaking, Rav Lozer is right. Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, and Choyze Hispalo. You're not obligated to daven again. But whereas one would have been misled to think, you're not allowed to daven over again because it's a Sofik Brochel of Atola, you're not allowed to say a Brochel of Atola. And then he says, look, there is an institution of Tfilas Nedoveh, so we would recommend. And it's a tabu, we would recommend that you should daven over again. But you can't say the fellow is really obligated, strictly speaking, is not obligated to daven over again. So that's what Tosfos writes to Yerushalmi over here. But if it's less than 30 days, and you're Mesufik, if he said, Akel HaKadosh, I'm Aruch HaKadosh, then you're obligated to daven over again. Not that it's an etetav, you mechuyev to daven over again, because we know that the probability is that you said the wrong nisach and nishman asher. We assume that you must have said Akel HaKadosh instead of Amelech HaKadosh.
And
we're
not sure if you daven in Shabbos?
See, Taka probably should not. He should not volunteer. Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo is Paul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this also. The same Shulah Sarajbo that the Galya Masechta quotes. They both knew it because they weren't so conversant in all the Shulahs of Rashba, the hundreds of Shulahs, because this one is quoted by the Beis Yosef. So they say the Beis Yosef quoted the Shulahs of Rashba who interpreted Halavashi is Falon Koyur. That means that you're not obligated to. We recommend you should volunteer. It's a recommendation. You should volunteer Tzvilas Nedoveh. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no Tzvilas Nedoveh. So Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo is Paul on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You would not have to daven over again. But a Sofik, if you said Akel HaKadosh Anah, the Melech HaKadosh, even on Shabbos Yanti, he would have to because we assume that he said wrong. It takes 30 days to break the habit of davening in the Nusach that you're used to. Here there's the famous comment that the Chayyodam was a dayan in Vilna. So there was one of the other dayanim in the outskirts of Vilna was Rababala Pasvela. Pasvela apparently is like Borough Park Flatbush. It's a section on the outskirts of Vilna. So every 100 pages, the Chayyodim and the Chochma Sotmo quote some Hiroa, some Stachanis, or Babala Pascal. Quotes him a few times. So he quotes his Chiddush that if one, by mistake, davened the Rosh Hashanah Dikishman Esrei to Myrav of Rosh Hashanah, and by mistake he said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Amelech HaKadosh, he has a Chiddush that he doesn't have to daven over again. Why? Because it's only Rosh Hashanah if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the Gemara says if one forgets to say Yalaviyavai on Rosh Chodesh and Shacharis on Mincha, you have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. But if one forgets in Ma'ariv to say Yalaviyavai, then you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. Why? That's the last 15 lines in Perek Tfilas HaShachar. That's on Laman Amid Beis, in the middle of the Daf. So the Gemara says on Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to say Yalaviyavai, but if one forgot, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei because Bezin is never Mekadosh as HaChodesh Balayla. They have to wait till the morning to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, B'di'eved, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavav Mar, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. So he says, well, Rosh Hashanah also. You only say Melech HaKodesh because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Bezin doesn't declare it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. They don't say tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. They wait till the morning of Rosh Hashanah, then they declare it. And we treat the whole day as Rosh Hashanah. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is treated as one unit, so when they declare in the morning, they'll declare at 5 o'clock in the afternoon that today has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, if today has Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, it will be Chal Mila Mafreya. How can I make a Kedusha Mila Mafreya? It's not Mila Mafreya. The day is one unit, so they declare this day has Kedushas Hayam. So the Nele, it comes out that it was Rosh Chodesh from the beginning. But so the Gemara has two opinions about that. The Gemara there, Laman of the day, right in the middle of the Amud, the last five lines in Tfilas HaShachar. The Gemara has two opinions. The conclusion the Gemara comes to is Mali Chas and Mali Mola doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter whether Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, second day of Rosh Chodesh, when one forgets to say Yalav Yavai by Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. So this is the Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Chayyadam, who quotes it from the Dayan Rababa Lepasam. So many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik dedicated a Yahrzeit Rashi to explain why he doesn't agree with Rav Baba Lepasam. He had to explain what is this din all about? Why is there such a din that if you daven Ma'ariv and Tigat Yalav Yavai, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei? Why? Because it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. It only becomes Rosh Chodesh in the morning. No, but the din is you have to abstain from Malacha. If you think they may make it Rosh Hashanah, you have to abstain from doing Malacha from the beginning of the day. And may turn out that the Bezin will not declare the day as Rosh Hashanah, so it'll turn out that you lost the day of Parnassah. You could have done work all day, you could have made money. And you didn't. But the Gemara is clear that if the Bezin will declare it the minute before the Shkia, they'll declare that today is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, today is Rosh Hashanah, it'll become Rosh Hashanah Mila Mafre. So what kind of an explanation is that you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavai, because Bezin is not the Kaddish of the Chodesh Balayim. And furthermore, yes, Bizman is at a Bezin, it's not Mekadosh HaChodesh at all. We have calendars that are printed in advance. So how does this din still apply? How come it's still quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? The Amoraim who said this din lived ages before they lived there. Rav is talking. All the Amoraim that lived before the days of Abai Verovah. It's during the lifetime of Abai Verovah, their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael was Hillel HaShemi. So he was the one, he was a descendant of Rav Yudah HaNashi. So he was the one who made the Luach Kavua that we have today. So after he made the Luach, centuries in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So what kind of an explanation is that you don't have to daven over if you forget to say Yalav Yavai? So the Rav gave a whole interpretation, and based on his interpretation, had no application to Hakel HaKadosh. He said, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. The Gemara says this is the correct nusach hashem machlokes based on the pasuk va'yigba Hashem tzokes b'mishpat v'hakel hakadosh nikudash b'tzoke. When God is judging the world, he's still being described as hakel hakadosh. So one amora, half of the amora held, there's nothing wrong. You say hakel hakadosh even on Seres Meitzuv. The Gemara says the hilchos okirapa. We don't follow that opinion. We pass on the correct nusach and Seres Meitzuv is hamelah hakadosh. If you said the wrong nusach, you're not yotze. I was with Yalav Yavai. No, that's not the wrong nusach in the Shemone Esrei. If you daven Shemone Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and you leave out Yalav Yavai, basically you're Yotzei Shemone Esrei. You're just not Yotzei something else. The reason why you have to repeat the Shemone Esrei is not because you weren't Yotzei Shemone Esrei that Yalav Yavai is Ma'akev. You were Yotzei the Shemone Esrei 100%. See, that's the Tosfos has that discussion. That's the two opinions in the Tosfos on Chavav on the day. Right, a person daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai and he's supposed to repeat the Shemone Esrei and he didn't realize it then, it's already Matzoi Rosh Chodesh and he davens Ma'ariv. When he davens Ma'ariv, he doesn't say Yalav Yavai because Rosh Chodesh is over. Does he have to make Pashlumen for the mincha that he davened, but he forgot to say Yalviyot. So will he gain anything? Will he accomplish anything by saying Yalviyot Shmanes? So that's two opinions in Tosfos. And the yeshivas, they say, oh, in the name of Rav Chaim, what's the issue that Tosfos is debating? So this is the shaila. If a person davened Shmona Esrei Yom Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalviyot, the din says he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why? Doesn't mean he's not Yetzer the Shmona Esrei. He said the wrong nusach. Like if you say Akela Kodesh, instead of Amal HaKodesh, you're not Yetzer, he said the wrong nusach. Like a person says, Avochadik Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, he didn't say Mikadesh on Shabbos. He didn't say Mikadesh, he saw the Hazmanim on Yom Tov. He davened Avochadik Shmona Esrei, so you're not Yetzer, because he said the wrong nusach. So is that the same by Rosh Chodesh, you're not Yetzer? Or no, and the accepted opinion is no. The truth of the matter is that you are Yetzer the Shmona Esrei. You weren't Yetzer something else. So in order to fulfill another mitzvah, that's why we recommend to you daven over the Shmona Esrei, even though you were Yetzer Shachas, you were Yetzer Mincha, daven over the Shmona Esrei. So what is the other thing that you weren't Yetzer? What is the other thing that you weren't Yetzer? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. Who makes it into Rosh Chodesh? Who declares it as Rosh Chodesh? So in the days, in the early generations, the Bezin used to make it Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin would declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Tosef in Sanhedrin that says that Eim Ma'abir Mishashana, when the Bezin wants to declare Shana Mulberes, they can only be Ma'abir Mishashana, Elam Ken Yirtza HaTzibur, if the Tzibur is Maskin. And he thought the Pashtus says that the same rule would apply to Kiddush HaChodesh. Why should anyone be unhappy? Then later Rosh Chodesh today to my Ibra Shana, let's say this year. It's a Shemitah year. It's hard enough to observe Shemitah 12 months a year. So you make us 13 months a year. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make a Shemitah year, Shana Mulberes. You're not supposed to. This is a fluke. If we would have had a Bezin, we wouldn't have made. We have a whole system cover us, and we got no choice. So based on the system, it's a Shana Mulberes. But the Gemara says you're not supposed to make a Shana Mulberes. So let's say the Bezin will make a Shana Mulberes, and the people will say, we don't accept it. We don't want to have 13 months of Shemitah. It's bad enough, we have to observe 12 months. So the declaration of the Shana Mulberes will not be valid. But the truth of the matter, it applies to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. What are you going to have? Someone's going to be unhappy. What? The tax deadline? Is it son's bar mitzvah? He wanted to have it a day later, a day earlier. Who's going to be upset? How are you going to get the Rebbe HaTzibur upset when he made today or tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? It's hard to get the people so excited, unhappy about declaring Rosh Chodesh. But in principle, you really have to have Haskamas HaTzibur. What do you need Haskamas HaTzibur? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the authority of the Bezin in declaring Rosh Chodesh and Ibra Shana is not really Bezin, but there is Bezin. When they pass the Shailas, they have to have the approval of the Tzibur. They pass the Shailas, so they say what they think. The honest to goodness halacha is. They have to say what the din is. But Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, really, the Gemara says, we say the Nusach Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim Mekadesh Yisrael, the Rosh Chodoshim. Why Mekadesh Yisrael? Because HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, and Mekadesh Rosh Chodoshim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gives. You should really say Mekadesh HaBezdin, the Hazmanim. The Bezdin, the B'nai Yisrael, they're not Mekadesh Hazmanim. The Bezdin is Mekadesh Hazmanim. So he said, no, the Bezdin, Benegit, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana are really representing Klal Yisrael. And as Mishmana said, that there is no Bezdin, so it went back to Klal Yisrael. That's why he quotes the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the says the Kuf Nun Gimel has all arichas like that. That Mishmana, that there's no, the Rambam in the Mishmah Torah also sounds like he says like that. That Mishmana, that there's no Bezdin to do the act of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, so the responsibility goes back to the Klal Yisrael. So even, but even Mishmana, that there was a Bezdin, in the days of, Rav, here that Gemara and Laman on the base, the end of Perek Tzilas Hashacha, there was a Bezin. There still was a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, being the Kaddish Lachadoshim. But still, even when there is a Bezin, it's the Bezin representing Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael has to be maskim along, has to agree to the declaration of the Shana Mulberes, and has to agree to the declaration of the Rosh Chodesh. So the mentioning of Yalav Yavo and the davening is for the purpose of having the Haskamas HaTzibur. We are in approval of the Bezin declaring today as Rosh Chodesh, and if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and Shachris and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over, not because you're not Yotze the Tzibur. The Tzibur, you're Yotze 100%. You weren't Yotze having this Haskamas HaTzibur to join along with the Bezin's declaration.
But there's no Tzibur saying Yalav Yavo unless everybody forgot.
No, so by Myriv, so the Gemara says, by Myriv also you're supposed to say, Yalav Yavoi, because today is Rosh Chodesh, but if you left out Yalav Yavah, you'll Yotze, like a Yotze Shachris and Mincha if you left out Yalav Yavah. So Yotze Marav also, the only thing is Shachris and Mincha, we require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei for different reasons, not for Hilchas Tzila reasons, for Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh reasons. Because the Tzibur has to... The Tzibur has to mention that we go along with the Kriyas of the Beis.
That's the word on the Shachris, you shouldn't have to do it for Mincha then anymore.
So the Chacham Mestaken, each Zman Tzibur, you should have the Haskamas at Tzibur. But by Ma'ariv, the Gemara says, Emekachin is Achaydus Balayla. Why is Emekachin is Achaydus Balayla? So we usually assume because you can't put together a Bezim Balayla. There's no Yeshiva as Bezim Balayla.
They almost do nothing Balayla.
Bezim. You can't. If Zon and Bayom, the Gemara, let's say you have a Din Torah that takes hours and hours and hours, and it starts Din Torah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's already 12 o'clock at night, and it's still going strong. So if he's chila by yom, so if the kliyas you see this does and began in the daytime, zana by yom, the gan by lava, they can continue the dinter into the nighttime. But you can't have a chila you see this does, you can't have a kliyas does by lava. So usually we assume that's the reason why emikachin is a chodesh by lava, because you need a bezin, and the bezin can't convene at night. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, no, you see, the Gemara has a different posik in Rosh Hashanah. It's not based on the posik that teaches you there's no yeshiva's bezin by lava. It's a different posik. That's what Rashi thought, that the Gemara is saying on Laman Amud Beis, Emekachin and Sachodesh Balayla is a separate din. And even if the Kiddush Sachodesh is going to come about not via a Bezin, it's going to come about by Klal Yisrael together is declaring, let's say this man is there, that there is no Bezin anywhere in the world who's making it Rosh Chodesh. The Klal Yisrael is making it Rosh Chodesh, not the Torah's Bezin. We took it back, so the Kviyas Rosh Chodesh has to be done by Yom, it can't be done by Laila. So when we daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh and we forgot Yalav Yavai, Hilchas Tzvila will be out 100%. I forgot to say the Baruch Hashem Yom V'Chol Yom V'Yom Tehle Me'en V'Chol Yom V'Shem, so B'di'evid you yoyt it without that. Even Shachlis and Mincha, you yoyt it B'di'evid without that. The only reason why you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei is because we want to fulfill the other mitzvah of having the Tzibba join along with the Bezna, having the Tzibba make the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So B'Ma'ariv, then the Kachin Sechodesh V'Alada, whatever you're going to do, stand on your head. There's no way you can make it into Rosh Chodesh by Laila. I mean, if the person daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai, right? Right. So that's what we said. Those are the two opinions in the Tesis on Chavav and Adai. So one opinion in the Tesis was that you have to daven over Meir the second time to make up for the Mincha that you didn't daven. So they're saying that if you left out Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say the correct Nusa HaTzvila, you're not yet to the Chavis HaTzvila. But we're assuming not like that opinion. We're assuming like the other opinion in the Tesis, that the Chavis HaTzvila you were Yotze, you just weren't Yotze some other Chavis. What's the some other Chavis? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's a different din, that the tzibur has to go along with the bezin. Bezman is that there is no bezin to go along with. The tzibur makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, the shayla is. So the shayla was that this is a good explanation. This was a good explanation for repeating the Shemana Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. What's the story with Yalav Yavai on Chol HaMoed? On Yontif, if you're going to daven a bracha dik Shemana Esrei on Yontif, you didn't say the nusach habracha. Baruch atah Hashem mekadosh yisrael b'hazman. But on Chol HaMoed, you say a regular week Bishman Esrei, just add on Yalav Yavai. So if you're telling me that Yalav Yavai is not Mi'akeh B'di'eved in Hilchas Tfilah, the only reason why on Rosh Chodesh you have to repeat Bishman Esrei a second time is because we have to join along with the Bezin and we have to make it into Rosh Chodesh. So how does that apply to Yalav Yavai and Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Adab HaMoshe is Mayadeh Hashem al B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Mayade Hashem Tzvichin Kiddush Bez, Mei Shabbos Bereshis Tzvichin Kiddush Bez. The Bezin is only needed to make Yomim Tedim, to make Rosh HaKadoshim, to make Yomim Tedim. You don't need Bezin to make Shabbos. Shabbos is Kriya Kaima, from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. That's what the Gemara says. Why do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos? Why don't you say the word? Amaroyim said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, in Avid Shochem, we don't accept that, Nusa. We don't say that. Why? Because we don't play a role in being the Kaddish Shabbos. Maybe we enhance the Kedushas HaShabbos by observing the day, by abstaining from malachim. But basically, the kedusha Shabbos is there from sheishes may grace. By Baruch Hashem Hashem Shmei Akadosh Hashem. The Baruch Shalom endowed all the Shabbos with kedusha. So he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. He was Mekadosh Shabbos all the Shabbos directly. When it comes to Yom Tovim, so we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman and Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, because the Bnei Yisrael are the ones who make the kedusha. So what is it? What does it mean? So that's what the Gemara says. So Rav Moshe says, "Mayadei Hashem b'nei Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bezdin. The Gemara says, "Mayadei Hashem tzrichin kiddush Bezdin." Ein Shabbos bereishit tzrichin kiddush Bezdin. So what does it mean? Mayadim need kiddush Bezdin. How do you have the kiddush Bezdin? So usually you learn Parsha Pshat. The Bezdin declares when it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Meila 2 weeks later is Pesach, or Yom Kippur will be the 10th, and the 15th will be Sukkot, v'chule v'chule. That's the Parsha Pshat. So the Shita Mekubet says, quote a Rashba, now we have the Rashba and Bava Basra, he says it. Shita Mekubet says, quotes from the Rashba and Bava Basra, who quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, but that's not enough. Not only does the Bezin declare on Rosh Chodesh, it should be Mekudesh HaChodesh, the Bezin has to declare on Pesach, today has Kedush as Pesach, and on Shavuos they have to say, today has Kedush as Shavuos, and Yom Kippur has Kedush, every day they have to declare that today has Kedush. It's a funny opinion. So Reichik said, yeah, that's why you have to daven over if that's Chalamoid, and if you got to say Yalav Yavoi, you have to daven over not only Shachris and Mincha, you have to daven over even Meiriv. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven over Meiriv. If you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh to Meiriv, you don't daven over. But if you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Chalamoid, you daven over not only Shachris and Mincha, you even have to daven over for Meiriv. Why? Because Mayad Hashem Tzrich in Kiddush Bezdin, it's not enough that the Tzibur said Yalav Yavah and Rosh Chodesh, they said, we hereby declare today as Rosh Chodesh. They have to declare on Pesach, Chalamoid Pesach, and on Chalamoid Sukkot, they have to say also, we declare today as Chalamoid. Every day of Pesach. Every day of Yom Tov. And if they don't, and if they forgot to say Yalav Yavah, even though the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei says, on Chalamoid, the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei says, on Yom Tov, if they say a week to Shemoneh Esrei, so they're not Yaitse, they said the wrong Nusach. You have to say Nusach of Atav HaChatan Kolamen, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanen. But let's say Chalamoy. The Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is exactly the same. The only difference is you got to say Yalav Yavah. So if you say lack of Yalav Yavah, you Yaitse the Shemoneh Esrei. The only reason why you have to daven over is because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah being the Kaddish, Rosh Chodesh. So how does it apply to Chalamoy? So you say, but this Shita Mekubetzes, you see, no, that the Klal Yisrael with the Bezdin have to declare on Yom Tov also. Today's Mekudesh the Kedushas Yom Tov. And if they didn't, they have to repeat over. And the declaring Kedushas Yom Tov, that can be done by Lila. Declaring Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, that the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Ein Mekadesh HaChodesh Balayla. So I'm being Mekadesh Yom Tov, Chalamoid, and Yom Tov Balayla, that you can do. So we require of you, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavah by Meiriv, on Chalamoid Pesach, on Chalamoid Sukkot, you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, not because you're not Yotzei the Chavis HaTfila, no. Chavis HaTfila, you were Yotzei, even if you didn't say Yalav Yavah. You weren't Yotzei the participation of the Tzibur in being the Kaddish Yom Tov. Wow, what a... That was an interpretation. That was his interpretation. He said, based on his interpretation of why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Leil Rosh Chodesh if you've got Yalav Yavah, he said, it doesn't make sense to say, you won't get Mekadosh the day until it comes the morning, and then the morning Mekadosh at Lamafreya. So no, it's Mekadosh Lamafreya. So why don't you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei by Mash? So he gave this whole interpretation. So based on his interpretation, it doesn't fit in by Akel HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Akel HaKadosh is the wrong Nusach HaBracha. If the Chachamim said the Nusach HaBracha has to be HaMelech HaKadosh, and you said Akel HaKadosh, you're not Yaitzei, because you said the wrong Nusach HaBracha. Right. So that was his suggestion in the Gemara. He thought that each and every person has to mention Rosh Chodesh and has to mention Chalamoy Yom Tov in order to be kovei the kedusha of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. That's fantastic. So
we said Yom Tov is more important than davening on a weekday.
Okay. Not only do you have to fulfill the Chayvus HaTzvila, you have to daven in order to endow the day with Kedushas Yom Tov. That's right. Yeah.
I was this year Shul Yom, especially today, especially for Yom Tov,
Shir Shalyom, that's Minhagim. That we in the Beis Hamikdash they said a Shir Shalyom on Hakrovas by the Nisach Hayayin of the Tzmidim and the Musafim. But the meaning that we have to say a Shir Shalyom, that's only a meaning. When the Chachamim were Misakin that we should join along with the Bezin, or we should take the place of the Bezin to endow the day with Dusha Shoshkhadish and Dusha Shyanta, the way they were Misakin it was by saying Yalav Yom and Nishman Asher. They weren't Misakin it by saying the Dusha Shoshkhadish. This was a whole fantastic sheet. It's a question whether it's correct or not. This was his suggestion. Then the Gemara talks about the importance of not only davening for yourself, you have to daven for other people as well. And if another person is sick and you don't daven for him, nikra chayte, the Gemara calls psukim, and you should take it to heart. Person should take it to heart the other person's needs, not only his own needs. The Gemara continues to quote psukim. Okay. Then the Gemara talks about what's the story, the third parasha of Shema. The first two parashas of Shema, it says, you should recite this B'shach B'chav Kumecha. The third parasha of Shema is only recited in order to fulfill Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So why did they decide, it doesn't say you should say this parasha, so why did they decide to pick on the parasha of Tzitzis and some of the other parashas in the Chumash where it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says a whole explanation. Why this parasha, strictly speaking, could have chosen any other parasha. Well, then there are five or six themes that appear in the parasha of Tzitzis. It's so important, that's why we picked that. So the Gemara says, at one point, they were considering the possibility of reciting Nevuas Bilam in order to fulfill the requirement of Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim, because the pasuk says, Kel Matziyam and Mitzrayim Kisal Fosre Ein Lo. And there are beautiful things there in Nevuas Bilam that speak nicely of the Jewish people. Karash, Achav, Kari, Chaladim, and Yikimenu. So they were considering seriously incorporating the Nevuas Bilam. But then the Gemara says, you're going to be such a long davening. You've got to say such a long Nevuas Bilam, it'll take forever. The Gemara says, who says you have to say the whole thing? Just say the two or three psukim that you want and five pick. Who says? The Gemara says, no, there's a din that may not be violated called Parsha, the Le'paski Moshe, Anan Le'paskina. You're not allowed to say a half a Parsha. So if you're going to say the Nevuas Bilam, it'll take too long. So that's why we picked the Parsha of Tzitzis, so that's a shorter Parsha. So on the Masoras Hashas on the left column in the margin, they give you the cross references of this line called Parsha LePaskimesha Anan LePaskino, and they refer you to Megillah Daf Chavdeis and Tainis on Daf, where is it? It's called Zion. You look at the two Gemaras there, Megillah and Tainis, it does, not only does it not say they contradict it, it says something different there. Yeah, the Gemara is talking to the exact same Gemara that's quoted in Megillah and Tainis. That's the discussion of how do we learn Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. You want to give four aliyahs, and the first you have the Parsha Satam and has eight psukim, then you have Parsha Shabbos, and Yom HaShabbos, Nechlas, and the same thing has two psukim. So how are you going to divide up over here? So you can't give an aliyah two psukim, you have to have a minimum of three psukim. So what are you going to do with the eight psukim? So you give one aliyah three psukim, one aliyah three psukim, then the third one will get the next two psukim and the next two psukim. So you're not allowed to stop an aliyah, start an aliyah within three psukim of a psukha stuma. So you can't do that. So what are you going to do? Lame four psukim for the kohen, four psukim for the lady. So then the shlishi is only going to get two psukim. What are you going to get? Two psukim and one pasuk. You can't play. So you stop. The Gemara says a problem. So there's a machlokes. How do you solve the problem? So one opinion is, you lay 2.5 psukim for the kohen, you lay 2.5 psukim for the lady, so you did in 5 psukim, then you got 3 psukim. The Gemara says, no, we don't allow that. Called psukim de lepaskimosha and non lepaskimosha. So Gemara has the lashon there, Megillah, and the tainus is, you're not allowed to break a pasuk in half. Like we have said today. Here the Gemara is talking about you're saying full psukim, you're not allowed to break a parsha in half. It's a total contradiction, not the same thing. It's a contradiction. So the Magen Avraham asked that kasha. Magen Avraham asked the kasha. And the Torah Yevon tumbles about the Kasha in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash they used to recite every day a different Shir Shalyom from Tehillim, and on Shabbos they said Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos when they did the Nisach Hayayin of the Tomei Shel Shachar, but when they did the Nisach Hayayin of the Musafim, then they recited the sections of Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu was divided up into six parts. And the same way they broke it up in the Beis Hamikdash, Kach Nechalk in the Beis HaKnesses, when we give Aliyas and Hazino, so we're supposed to divide it up into these six Aliyas. Haziv Loch is the Rosh HaTevis, Hei Zayin Yud Vav, Lamitchav Hazinos, Chayim Aserlam, and so on. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean? They read one section, one Shabbos, then they read the next section, the next Shabbos, but they stop in the middle of a paragraph. It's a Parashat Alei Paskei Moshe. The Hafsakas and Hazinu don't always correspond to Tzuchas and Stumas. It's in the middle of a Parashat. So according to our Gemara, there's a violation of called Parashat Alei Paskei Moshe and non-Alei Paskei. So it's a problem. Magen Avraham doesn't really come up with Magen Avraham with the Tur Yevan and Rosh Hashanah. They don't really come up with a satisfactory solution to the problem. So that's what the Rav gave his suggestion. He said that basically it's the same din. The din is you have to lay Kriyas HaTorah Kichsavai. So what says Kichsavai? So he says it depends. If you're laying Kriyas HaTorah, so the Takanas Chachamim was that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 Tzukim and the Kriyas HaTorah as a whole has to have a minimum of 10 Tzukim. So the units that you're working with are units of Tzukim, 3 Tzukim, 10 Tzukim. So since the units that you're working with are Tzukim, so there a violation of Shalei Kichsavai would be called Tzukah Dolei Paskim HaShanan LaPaskim. Here you're talking about the third parsha of Shema after the first two parshios. So we said there are a few different opinions as to how much of Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So the Ramban's opinion was that only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad is Deraisa, and everything else only the Rabban. So the Pshat we're going to say is not going to fit in if you hold like the Ramban. But we had the other Rishonim, Rashi's opinion, the opening Rashi and the Masechta. Rashi holds that the Parsha Rishon is Deraisa, but Hayom Shema is only the Rabban. Taisa's opinion is that the first two Parshias are Deraisa. So if you assume either the whole first parsha is Deraisa, the second parsha is Derabbanan, or you assume like this, it's the first two parshas are Deraisa, because it says B'shach B'chol Kumecha, both in the first parsha and in the second parsha, then the Chachamim were Misake in the third parsha as a part of Kriyashma. The Chiris and Tzius Mitzrayim is a part of Kriyashma. That we spoke about that, why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because he holds it as part of Kriyashma. So since in Kriyashma, the din that you're working with, even if you hold like the Ramban, that Minatar is only Pasuk Rishon, but in the Rabbanon, they made a takana that you should read stay parshios. So when they wanted to introduce Zechira Sitzir Tzayim at the conclusion of Shema, so they introduced it the Torah's parsha. So they said you have to lay in a third parsha. So since the unit that you're working with is a unit of parsha, if you're laying less than a parsha, that would be a violation of Shalot Yichsovah. So that's how the Rav explained, the Gemara has that din in the end of Rosh Hashanah that we just said, Kishem Shachalukim Kan, just like the Lazim and the Beis Hamikdash, every Shabbos when they did the Nisach Hayayin after the Musafim, so they divided Hazinu into 6 units, and every week they recited the first unit, next week the second unit, the sixth week the sixth unit, the seventh week they went back to the first unit, Hazivloch and Chayzuch Halila. So the Gemara says, Kishem Shachalut and Kan and the Beis Hamikdash for the Shira Shalavim by Musafim, Kachaluk and the Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to make Chayzuchis on Shabbos Hazinu. You have to lay in Hazina the way it says in the Chum. Why are you not allowed to make Kichsavai? What kind of a din is that? So the Rav said, because that's called Shaloi Kichsavai. What's Shaloi Kichsavai? Because there, Hazina has to be read, the Torah Shira. It's a poem. If you pause in the wrong place in the poem, you kill the poem. You ruin the whole poem. So the tradition was, just like the Shem Shachaluk and the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Levium used to divide up the Shiras Hazina in units of paragraphs, so we have to divide it up in the base. We have to lay in Hazina the Torah Shira. And if you're going to make Chayzuchis, it'll be a Kriya, Shaloi Kichsava. And that's what the Achreinim and Magen Avraham adds on. When you lay in Oz Yashira, so you shouldn't make any Chayzuchis. Just like the Gemara says, Hazina should be recited the Torah Shira. And these are units in Hazivloch, the 6 units of the Shiras Hazina. So in Oz Yashira, it's one big unit. So it's not right to make Chayzuchis in the middle of so that's how the Rav thought. That's the Teretz. So the two Gemaras are basically the same, and the third Gemara is also part of the same story. Kishem Shachaluk and Kan, Kachaluk and the Beis HaKnesses is also the din of Kriya Shalai Kishon. That's where his practice from Europe was. That was the Lubavitcher minute, that there would be medaktik and Hazivloch even on Shabbos afternoon. What's right before Hazinu? It's on Vayela. The Shabbos afternoon Vayela, so when they would lay in Hazinu, and on Monday or Thursday morning, he would lay in 3 aliyahs. He would lay in Tov Rezeg. The people were going crazy. I remember it was an onset, and the people had to drive into Boston. Until they got the minyan, it took, they didn't start davening shachas on time. Until they put together the minyan, it took 10 minutes. And then he lay in Kriyas HaTorah, half a sedra. It takes forever to lay in 3 aliyahs. So he said, when he came from in Europe, that was the practice, that they were makpid on Haziv Loch, not only on Shabbos morning when you're laying the whole Hazinu, even on Shabbos afternoon of Ayelech, and on Monday and Thursday morning, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that we're not makpid. We're only makpid on Shabbos morning. Oh yeah? I didn't know that they said, I know other Achrayim have the practice not like the Ramos. He thought that it may be a violation of the Nisa Deraisa. If you're laying Hazina, not pausing in the right place, even Hashem HaMisha, it may be a violation of Kriya Shalok Yechsam. The way we do Rosh Chodesh, that's based on the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara gives the explanation. The Gemara, you see, the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, you're reading Psukim. So there the Gemara just says it'll be a violation if you read a half a pasuk. So we're careful not... So read it twice. That's the Gemara says like that. Okay, we'll stop here. So we know the next week a suggestion was made we should try to do a little Hilchos Pesach, because the week after, I'm pretty sure on a Thursday afternoon, I have two weddings, Thursday night, so I won't be able to be there. So we'll do that next week. We'll start Hilchos Pesach.